Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about wood. And thank you, Jason, for engineering today's broadcast and all the other broadcasts. Jason is a true asset to Genesis Communications Network as well as USA Prepares. Rich Evans was. Rich, I was talking to Jason just as we were coming into the start of the broadcast about wood. And how much wood we use to heat our house. And I think that most people have no idea about how much energy is used to heat a house. Would you mind sharing how much wood? Right now it's 18 degrees here in freezing cold Missouri. The studio is about 51 degrees, so it's not like we're heating our house to the summer climate. I mean, it's freezing cold here, inside and out. And we use an enormous amount of wood, even with closed cell foam insulation. Even though we've got everything set to the minimum amount of heat to be wasted, get curtains on the windows, I mean, all the things that we could possibly do. And still we use an enormous amount of wood. Can you share with us, or would you mind sharing with us? You don't have to if you don't want to. How much would y'all use heating your cabin?
Is that the country bumpkin turn, y'all? Well, folks, I use somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 cords per year. And we have a wood stove, a wood cook stove, actually. But it's amazing how much work it is to harvest wood. And that's why we always talk about regarding self-sufficiency and foresight to buy a piece of land that you can not only put a garden on, put animals on, but have a wood lot. So you got to cut the tree down. You got to limit. You got to bucket. Constantly working on the maintenance of your chainsaw. And then you got to throw it in, like for me, a UTV, and then bring it over to an area where we're going to split it and then pile it. And we don't split all the wood because we like rounds because it slows the fire down. And on warmer days when it's in the 30s and 40s, you need a fire, but you don't want it blazing. So that's where the smaller rounds come in handy. So there is a lot of work and a little bit of science to wood cutting and living with wood because that is 100% of my heat source. And especially in the winter, I have no other heat source in the winter. I have a non-vented gas stove that I can turn on for like an hour or two at a time. Not very healthy to do inside my cabin during the shoulder season, you know, like certain spring and fall days when I can get away without doing a fire. So, did I answer your question, Vince?
Yeah, that's about darn near the same amount of wood that we use here, Rich. And that was what I wanted to share with the class. So we have these bundles of wood, and they are 4 feet by 4 feet and roughly 10 feet long. They're oak, they're slabs of oak. So roughly a cord of wood. So a cord really is, class, if you want to measure the way wood is sold, it's sold by the cord, and that's spelled C-O-R-D. That's 4 feet wide, 4 feet high by 8 feet long. That's tightly stacked. You know, it's not a lot of airspace in there. It's as little airspace as you can get. It's not fluffed up like ice cream. 54% air. So tightly packed, 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. A bundle of wood for us is just about a cord. It's 4 feet by 4 feet by about 10 feet. Weighs about 1,500 pounds. We use about one of those will last us about 2 weeks. So 5 months of heating times two per month is 10. So 10 bundles or 10 cords per year, and you use 9 or 10. So it's darn close to the same thing. Now, you heat your hot water in the summer with the same wood, right?
No. In the summer months, we have a small outdoor kitchen on the porch that we use propane gas and we use propane heaters. And when it's too hot inside or outside, obviously it's going to be warm enough inside, we're not going to use wood. But we'll burn wood some, even as late as a few days in June, and we're usually starting to burn wood around that second week of September a little bit. So it's definitely most of the year, the great majority of the year by far.
Okay, so I, the point was I just wanted to let the class know that the amount of wood that you use to heat your house, even if it's a well-insulated house, even if you're taking the extreme measures of reducing the wood consumption, the amount of wood that we use is enormous. And that doesn't mean that we are careless. That doesn't mean we're wasting energy. What I'm trying to translate is how much energy a house uses. So when people think that, you know, they just turn the thermostat on, yeah, they turn the thermostat on, they pay for natural gas, they pay for propane, they pay for oil, they pay for whatever energy or electricity. There's an enormous amount of energy that's used to heat a house. And we're just demonstrating in class the translation to wood, because our wood heaters are pretty darn efficient, and we don't waste the wood. So I just wanted to share with the class how much effort is involved in just gathering that amount of wood and preparing that amount of wood, stacking it, you know, all the things that we do, protecting it, keeping it dry, you know, making sure in the summer it gets you know, the fresh wood that's fallen down that we cut up gets the sun on it so it dries out. Because, it, you know, imagine trying to boil that much water. You know, wood, if it's wet, if it's green, if it's just been cut, you have to boil the water out of the wood, which takes an enormous amount of heat. So you're wasting a lot of heat that's in the wood just to get the water out of the wood. So just a couple quick thoughts, class. And you know those bundles that you see at the supermarket where you can get them for like, I don't know, $6, $7, $8, $10, and just carry them home, put them in the shopping cart? That would last about an hour here at our farm, Rich. How about at your place?
Well, first of all, I want to make a comment on what you just said. I never burn green, because when you burn green, you're adding more creosote to your pipes. So I try to dry the wood minimum 6 to 9 months, preferably a year. And a lot depends on if it's split and the BTUs of the wood, in other words, the species of the wood. I try to use wood that has less moisture and higher BTUs. So there's so many subsets under all these things you're talking about. And keep in mind, folks, a recent GDP report revealed that we now have had the second worst drop in real disposable income ever since 1932. What was 1932, folks? The Great Depression. So I'm sure the reason why Vince brought up wood is because we have to not just start thinking outside the box. We have to start living outside the box. And we have to relearn those lost 19th century skills, or else survival will not be possible. I mean, you just got to look at the corporate debt, the mortgage debt, municipal markets, consumer debt, what's happening with emerging markets, federal debt, commodities like gold is trying to go up, but the corrupt powers that be are trying to keep it down with naked shorts and paper contracts. Look, nothing is going in the favor of the bottom 93%, which is the poor and the middle class. So we have to start thinking and living a certain way. It sounds like it's going back to simplicity, but it really is going back to hard work. And I say that because I've been living without running water, including a hot water tank and pressure tank, for over 15 years living off-grid. So this is, we live in an area that you're not going to be judged or get a good job based on your hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and expectations, and merit. So you have to start thinking differently, which means you have to start living differently, because the powers that be have purposely delegitimized work so they can consolidate power, money, and control for themselves. Vince?
Yeah, a couple quick comments. So when I mentioned boiling the water out of wood, what I was trying to say is that you really can't burn green wood efficiently. So we don't. So when we want to have heat, and I'm talking about for Rich and for us, we have to think about the winter's heat a year before, 9 months before, at a minimum, maybe 2 years before we want that heat. Because we've got to get that wood, stack it, and let the sun dry out the moisture. Because literally, it's like you can't. Paper burns at 451 degrees. And water boils at 212 degrees. So if you have wood that's green, meaning freshly cut, and there's a lot of moisture in the wood, and it's not like it's dripping wet. You really can't see the moisture. You can feel it when you pick up the wood. Once you get accustomed to handling wood that's freshly cut versus dried out, you'll be able to tell the difference. But the point is, you can't get that wood to start burning until you burn off all of the water that boils at 212 degrees. Once you get that to burn off, then the wood will start burning, and it'll burn over 400 degrees. So that's the point I'm trying to make, and the enormity of the vast amount of wood is just not fathomable for most people. So, for example, we can fit four cords of wood on our trailer. Four cords. The trailer is 26 feet long. We have to hook it up to a diesel-powered truck, a three-quarter-ton pickup truck. And it has a tough time pulling this trailer with just four cords of wood. So we'd have to get roughly 5 loads of wood. And it takes days. Just if we bought the wood on slabs, it takes days to load the wood, unload the wood, you know, load the wood, bring it home, unload it, go back over and over and over, just at 4 cords per load. There's a lot of preparation that's involved. And Rich, one of the things that you mentioned that we should just talk about, if you don't mind, I know you have a lot of news, but very simply, if you wanted to get a drink of water, just, you know, you were thirsty, what would you have to do to prepare to get that drink of water at your location, at your farm? Would you share that with us when we come back? So Rich wants to get a drink of water. He actually has to think about it way in advance. I'm just talking about a drink of water. Most people just go to the faucet. What does it take for Rich to go get a drink of water? We'll be right back.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and I didn't really want to take us on a detour, but I thought this was so important. You know, we're heating our house with wood, and I just wanted you to get a feel for what this is like. And it takes all summer, looking, dragging, getting wood, stacking it, putting tarps over it when it rains, take the tarps off when it's sunny to dry it out. So it's wood heats many times, as my dad would say. He'd say it heats, you know, twice, once when you cut it and once when you burn it. Well, I think it heats more than that. I think it heats while you're cutting it, while you're dragging it out of the wood, while you're stacking it on the truck, the trailer, and then while you're restacking it when you take it off the truck or trailer, and then when you put it in the wood stove, and then when it heats. So it heats a whole bunch of times, meaning it heats you, it's work. And so it heats more than twice, Dad. Just wanted to let my dad know. But getting a drink of water, Rich, that's not all that easy. You've got to prepare for that drink of water days, maybe a week or more in advance, right, before you get a drink of water, right?
Well, we have anything to, like, first of all, I nicknamed water Blue Gold, okay? Anything to do with water, we have to prepare minimum hours in advance. That includes a bath or a shower, drinking water, the whole works. So to answer your question with specificity, what we do is we call it watering the cabin. And sometimes in between we'll water the porch. And what I mean by that is I have two tanks upstairs. One goes, I have a plastic pipe that goes to the wood stove and fills up the wood stove reservoir. And then I have another tank upstairs this is all gravity feed, that rinses the soap off the dishes in the sink to wash the dishes after we pour boiling water on the dishes to disinfect it, let it soak for 15-20 minutes. For drinking water, do is we will put water from the garden hose, from the well, when I run the generator, because when I run the generator, I'm banking amps and volts in my battery, so it's kind of got a dual source. And we'll take the garden hose and literally fill up water containers. And obviously today you can't use glass because it's too heavy. I mean, we have those carboy type things for winemaking, but it's just too heavy to lift up for what I'm about to tell you. So we use plastic jugs, and I will lift them up and pour it into two filters that I have. Not real big filters, the two separate ones. One is an Alexa Pure, which is Alex Jones water filter. And what people are saying, well, why do we have that when we live off-grid? We have a nice deep well with clean, uncontaminated water. Well, even clean, uncontaminated water can be hard water and have, and you need certain things that should be filtered. It can't hurt. So we have two filters and we get our drinking water that way. Now I gave a plug for Alex Jones. Alex Jones has at least two different water filters that are gravity filters. You pour the water in the top and it goes through the filter and you drink the water out the bottom. And anybody who's listening to this broadcast who doesn't have a water filter is absolutely crazy, because it's light enough and small enough you can take with you even on a camping trip. And I still recommend, if you're getting water from a pond or a creek or anything like that, you should still boil it because of Giardia and other contaminants. But that being said, especially if you live in a subdivision and you're on city / municipal water, if you live in any type of environment where you don't have a well that's deep, that's not away from other homes, you should at least use a water filter. And even though I don't have any of those issues I just mentioned, I still use it just to be safe. Vince?
You know, Rich, we have an instructor who owns a company that drills water wells. He hasn't been on with us for several years, but he told me a story. It's very interesting, and I absolutely agree with you. He was talking about one of his customers who had a well, and it was on farmland near an orchard, but there's a railroad track in the vicinity. And as the train went over the railroad tracks, it would thump, 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 and the vibration would travel thousands of feet. And it literally, in dry weather, put a gap between the well pipe that goes down hundreds of feet in the well. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. A claim of censorship strikes the media world again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he finds the deplatforming of Newsmax from AT&T's DirecTV very concerning, and promising Congress would hold hearings on the matter. The Speaker on Newsmax.
Newsmax should not be treated any differently based upon them being a conservative news outlet. And this is very concerning to me, and I hope we get this corrected.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday announced the state's first ever border czar to address the invasion of illegal immigrants coming through the southern border at record levels. Abbott hired veteran Border Patrol agent Mike Banks to serve as special advisor on border matters to the governor. Abbott claims it was necessary because the Biden administration has failed Texans by allowing the border crisis to continue unchecked. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, this is an exclamation point for what Rich was saying. So, this farmer had a water well, and his neighbor who had a farm had a water well, and there was a railroad track, you know, within a couple thousand feet away, and the trains, as they would go by daily, thump, thump, thump on the tracks, and that vibration would travel thousands of feet through the ground. And in the hot summer weather, the sun baked the ground, and there was a crack around, or a gap around the well pipe that stuck out of the ground. And then it rained. And which was great, because farmers like the rain. And the rain ran downhill from the neighbor's farm, and that farmer had an orchard. And so the water ran down from the orchard onto this farmer who had the well, and the water traveled down that little gap around the well pipe into the farmer's water well. The problem was that the neighbor's orchard was sprayed with fungicide and insecticide, and those chemicals ran downhill onto the farmer's area with the well, contaminated his well. So the point that Rich is making is a very, very serious, salient point. Your well can be contaminated from things you don't think about. Do you think about trains damaging the packing of the dirt and the soil around your well pipe? We don't think about that. But it can, through the thump, 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 the vibration that just happens over and over with every single wheel of the train going over that gap in the railroad track. The next thing is some people say, well, I have my well tested. Okay, that's good. That's good. Was it tested this morning? Because you could have had it tested yesterday and have it contaminated this morning. That's the point. And the only way that I can think of to protect yourself from the unknown of being having your well contaminated this morning is by using water filtration systems with activated charcoal. It's the only thing I can think of other than maybe reverse osmosis. But you have to have pressure. You have to have water pressure in order to use reverse osmosis. And you'll waste 9 gallons of water to get 1 gallon of filtered RO, reverse osmosis, water. Rich, back to you.
Okay. Do you want me to start my news in the flash fence, or did you have
Yeah. Do you agree with what I said, or do you have any disagreement?
No, I'm the one that said it. So obviously I agree with it.
Absolutely. Well, I meant the exclamation points.
Yeah, I agree with your exclamation point, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so class, please, no calls today. I know Rich has a full schedule. Rich?
Yeah, I've got about 6 hours worth of data and information for you guys. We're in an information war, folks. And I try not to waste too much time in small talk. Again, for you new listeners, what I do is I look at articles and interviews in the public domain that I vet for authenticity. And I'm sticking to things like everything from economy to election fraud to the bioweapon, which is the so-called vax. And I believe that, and I'm going to start with a variety package in the beginning. Most of it is about healthcare. And because if genocide, eugenics, and murder doesn't bring people together, not just America, not just the Western world, but the world. And we've said this many, many times. We're not just fighting for any group or any country or nation. We're fighting for everyone. And we give the evidence, the proof, the facts, and the truth. And what I do is provide a lot of math and economics as well to prove that every move on the chessboard is a head fake to consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. And that's why we stick up for the bottom 93% of income earners, because we have proven many, many thousands of times over the years that the money is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%, mostly the top 1%. And this is a consolidation of power, money, control. So when you hear all these, pardon me, all the race baiting, you hear all the, you know, controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, telephonic, conspiracy theorists, white supremacists, radical this, radical that. When you hear all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusion, equity, these are all BS politically correct buzzwords. Because if those words really meant anything, we wouldn't have 63% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. So what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to start with what I just said. If eugenics, genocide, murder doesn't wake people up and get us to stick together as Americans, as humanity around the world, then nothing will. And that's one of the reasons why early in the broadcast I normally stick to healthcare. So a little homework in the beginning. go into Rumble. Rumble is a truth platform. And I'm looking at Dr. Jane Ruby here. You can, she's on the Stu Peters Network, so you can reach her by stupeters.com. But she also has on Rumble another platform called Dr. Jane Ruby After Talk. After Talk. And she gets some really good guests, and I'm looking at one interview here. It's titled, Jabs Are Shedding Each Time They Get Sick. You heard that correct. And she's interviewing Dr. Daniel Negassi from Canada. I think he's from Alberta. And it's about an hour interview, but there's a lot of good different segments in this interview, and one being about a physician who did a study on people who were just vaccinated in general. And the study showed how much sicker these people were down the road when they'd been vaxxed versus the parents who did not vaccinate their children. And this doctor was forced to retract that study. I want you to keep this in mind. So that's one little bit of homework. And she also had a really good, I really like Dr. Brian Artis. This guy is very intelligent. And look, you don't have to be a genius to get this information. We've given so many red flags for over 2 years about this being a bioweapon. We've said it so much, I'm blue in the face. But there's a really good interview on with Dr. Jane Ruby, and it's on After Talk with Dr. Brian Artis. It was titled, I Was Wrong About Snake Venom. Basically, what his implication was, I'm just going to paraphrase a couple of seconds in this hour interview, and he talks about how venom peptides enzymes are targeting zinc. Well, what does Dr. Zelensky and a lot of other frontline patriot-type physicians call for? Zinc, quercetin, NAC, vitamin D3, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, right? They do this for a reason. Selenium, things of that nature, because it builds your immune system. And Dr. Brian Artis says where he was wrong wasn't just snake venom, it's also snail venoms, and it's all synthesized. It's found in the blood and the feces of COVID-19 patients. Okay, I'm paraphrasing little snippets here. Please, as Vince and I always says, read, research, and verify. Don't believe a word we say. There's actually a total of 36 total venoms in the packages of Big Pharma, enzymes that destroy organs. And one thing he said, which was very interesting, we all know that the PCR test was bogus. It wasn't supposed to detect COVID. But guess what he found out through his reading and research? And this is Dr. Brian Artis, is that the PCR test identifies venom poisoning. Isn't this interesting? And it's all worse with E. coli infections and yeast infections. And he says you can make and even buy this stuff online. You can make snake venom with E. coli. Again, it's synthesized. This is all synthesized. The technology is there. It's not like, you know, the left, the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans, and basically the people who were bought and paid for and blackmailed to sell out the American people and the world, they said, oh, they were making jokes in the mainstream media that, oh, Dr. Brian Artis says that we're milking rattlesnakes or something. No. It's synthesized. Pharma's using these venom toxins for making drugs, many drugs. But listen to the side effect profile that we've all discussed for the last 2 years, especially in this interview with Dr. Jane Ruby on Rumble. All reported for COVID and the so-called vax shots. All the side effects. Look, when you even take a drug, folks, look at read the side effect in the package insert, as well as the adverse reactions and the contraindications. If you took the time to read it, I guarantee you, you probably would not buy it. And the patents are on there. And so there's a ton of Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Jane Ruby literally show the patents. And at the top of the patents are our own government and Chinese military science. You can't even make this stuff up. Look, we've given tons of articles, and I'm going to give more today if I have time, on the DOD, the Department of Defense, being involved in this 100%. So basically, it genetically changes your DNA. And if they're using venom, they're changing your DNA to, like, snake DNA. If you look at a Time magazine from 1999, it's basically about genetic engineering, and it shows the snake. They literally alluded to what Dr. Brian Artis is saying today, and he shows the receipts, proof. Look, when we mention an article or an interview, folks, we do not just mention it unless we checked it out and we saw that it was about facts, truth, evidence, proof. That's what we do here. Now, we're not trying to shortcut your homework. We still want you to verify. But more importantly, we need you, anybody listening around the world right now, we need you to verify and to share this information with everybody you know. It's a very uncomfortable conversation to have, but it's a lot easier when you can refer them to facts. And these two last interviews are very factual. I have X amount of time to deliver a certain amount of information. And I try to just pick the most important stuff, and that's all I can do. I don't have enough time to deliver it all. But they're using professional wordsmithing, like directed evolution and not gain of function, to defend the definition of a mutating virus and not calling it gain of function. And that's why Fauci said what he did.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right that so many people died and suffered for, that we should not forget because it's disrespectful to do so. So the next article here, folks, is it's titled Danielle, a registered nurse who is vax injured, sends a message to the FDA, quote, shame on you, on every single one of you. Look, when people have been when it's been proven, and we've proven this for over 2 years, that the corrupt have been manipulated, they're dishonest, there's no more experts and official authorities, folks. It's just totalitarian attacks using buzzwords like credibility and transparency, and they're not even practicing what they preach. They've literally, it's not just the mainstream media, the journalists, it's big tech, it's medicine, it's government, it's academia and education, every social and institution, organization, NGO, Wall Street, they're infected with greed, racketeering. They're consolidating power, money, and control while they're selling you benevolence. They've betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their profession. And you either take it and let yourself get sick and die, or you do something about it. So anyway, this poor lady, I listened to her interview. It's very disturbing, very heart-wrenching. And she's even hard to understand. She has immense suffering. And one of the main points she makes is that her VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, disappeared because they don't tell you truth. They basically show you gimmickry and fix the numbers. That's how it works. Okay, I got to move on here. Bill Gates says the next pandemic is likely to be man-made and worse than COVID-19. Now, I want you to think about what he just said here. He's basically warning us that him and his ilk are going to be behind something like this. This is a guy who basically now admits the COVID vaccine does not prevent infection. This is a guy who comes from a very wealthy eugenics family. This is a guy who publicly says we have overpopulation. And I don't want to debate that because there's a lot of different rabbit holes there, but I will say for sure that genocide, eugenics, and murder is definitely not the way to go. It should be volunteer basis. If everybody got, let's say, a vasectomy or get their tubes tied voluntarily and got $1 million for it, we could reduce population worldwide. But these people are so addicted to power, money, and control, they don't have the ability to do this. Next, 500% increase in autism in the New York, New Jersey region. And this time frame is between 2000 and 2016. We've given so much, so this is pre-jab. We've given so much information on vaccines and mercury. I just gave information just regarding Dr. Jane Ruby's show from that physician that I just talked about minutes ago, where he had to retract a study that he did showing that vaxxed individuals are way more sicker and come in to see the physicians way more. I mean, that's a very reputable study. It's numbers. It's math. You can't argue with facts. But the powers that be made them retract that. Next, you know how Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, you know how they want to take over everything, and they want you to eat bugs and crickets and all this stuff? Well, it got leaked out that about a private lunch in this hotel, Schatzalp, in Davos, Switzerland. Anyway, long story short, these people who are willing to sacrifice for global warming and overpopulation and all this stuff, guess what they had? Salmon and a beef dish. Look, you have to get your lazy, intellectual, lazy government workers, like every from the governor to the legislature. We need practice what you preach laws. If the people, it's just like all the exemptions to the jab. You know, Health and Human Services, Congress, the White House, all these people who are telling you to take poison are exempt from it. We need practice what you preach laws, folks. Okay, next. We've all heard about the Project Veritas bombshell. I'm going to just whittle through a bunch of these different articles because there's over 100 of them. Because the whole world knows about the corruption now, about this Pfizer director. Well, he admits the company carries out illegal gain of function. This is why Fauci says to Rand Paul, probably, okay, speculation, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, we don't do gain of function. Because they're using professional wordsmithing like directed evolution to change the definition of mutating viruses. So Fauci says it's not gain of function because they behind the scenes. This guy also said, who was caught on Project Veritas, says it's good for Big Pharma, bad for America. Other quotes, he talked about the revolving door of regulators and government officials who work for Big Pharma and vice versa. Keep in mind, folks, all the commercials on every venue you watch, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. Do you think that's by accident? Hell no. We'll be right back after this break with more information, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, class, really think about those two words, directed evolution. Think about what that really means.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.